November 25th, 2011, is the Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you. for John Dillinger in hope he is still alive. Thanksgiving Day, November 28, 1986. Thanks for the wild turkey and passenger pigeons destined to be shit out through wholesome American guts. Thanks for a continent to despoil and poison. Thanks for Indians to provide a modicum of challenge and danger. Thanks for vast herds of bison to kill and skin, leaving the carcasses to rot. Thanks for bounties on wolves and coyotes. Thanks for the American dream to vulgarize and falsify until the bare lies shine through. Thanks for the KKK for nigger killing lawmen feeding their notches. For decent church-going women with their mean, pinched, bitter, evil faces. Thanks for Kill a Queer for Christ stickers. Thanks for laboratory AIDS. Thanks for prohibition and the war against drugs. Thanks for a country where nobody is allowed to mind his own business. Thanks for a nation of finks. Yes, thanks for all the memories. All right, let's see your arms. You always were a headache, and you always were a bore. Thanks for the last and greatest betrayal of the last and greatest of human dreams.
Watch from Pedro show, day after Thanksgiving, and after 10 weeks, back with Brother Matt.
Yeah, welcome back. Back in the homeland.
Yeah, a long time.
Yeah, a lot of action around here with landslides and pirate football undefeated.
Yeah.
Local action. My buddy's kid, Ken Potter, leading the Pirates to the city championship.
Yeah.
Second round playoffs tonight.
That's right. It's a Friday. Thanksgiving here in the U.S. is always the last Thursday. Oh, yeah. We started with Love Supreme by John Coltrane, the acknowledgement portion of that tune. And speaking of acknowledgement, we had Uncle Bill, William S. Burroughs, with Thanksgiving prayer after that.
Yay. Gobble, gobble.
It was good to recite around the chow table. Brother Matt, did you have a big chow with fam
had
yesterday?
Big chow. Very thankful. It's all good.
But what was on the feast table?
Standard turkey stuff and yams, potatoes. Yeah. Good.
Ma worked all day.
Yeah.
My sister's going to help my ma. I chowed with my ma and both my sisters, Melinda and Marilyn. And Melinda came over early to help her out. But my ma did the gravy. And I noticed how they really talk about when we're chowing it, how either happening or not happening. And they were both happy with their
results.
Work.
Cool.
I'm always grateful. And my little sister, Marilyn. Got my little sister. She's 49.
Trippy how the wheel keeps rolling.
She'll always be my little sister.
That trippy at the holidays, seeing who's there, everybody getting older, the picture keeps getting, everybody steps up another notch.
I use the auto timer. And because we haven't, all four of us, taken one together, maybe since a past Thanksgiving, or maybe an Easter, I think it was. So,
update.
Using the auto timer. Who gets photo credit with an auto timer?
I guess the operator.
When you set up the dealio and has to hobble on over in time to get in his own shot. I've been doing even my merch shots like that using a lot of time. Take enough of them, they'll be a good one.
So speaking of hobbling, looks like your hobbling's improving, huh?
One lame thing about going out on the Europe tour and then over to Japan was because I wore the brace and things got weak again. So I'm building it back up. But yeah, it's coming along. I talked about this last show. I had to do one. Brother Matt had big sickness. Yeah,
oh my God. Tell people about sickness. That was torture. That was like La Purga all over again.
We're talking September.
Oh, yeah, it's kind of been lingering, but then last week it hit hard.
Yeah.
So, yeah, now I feel like a new man.
Like a rubber band and bungee cord back?
Yeah, I think I got it all done now.
Okay. But last week it came down.
Yeah, it was torture.
Because before I left, you were having the hurts.
Yeah. Plus, it was just like grind time doing the
stress at work.
Plus, school at night. So, like, that's this time again, the class almost finished. So, it was like powering in a couple directions.
Yeah.
But this is a nice little lull between the action. Yeah. I'm halfway through the program, though. Got a 4.0 going.
Yeah. So that sickness took advantage of the stress being on you.
Yeah, I figured that was probably the only way I was going to get a break.
And this thing with the heaves.
Oh, that was torture.
In the morning, dry ones.
Yeah.
Like not coming up, but the retching.
Yeah, howling.
God, I hate that shit. It's maybe... when you actually do puke, there's a relief thing, but with a dry heave...
Yeah, you just are squeezing yourself like a rag.
It's like the ring towel, wringing out the towel.
Man, yeah, then the local zone up here where my school's at has been getting vandalized. I got hit like several times for the first time ever. Like one time the door was ripped off, the office was trashed, computers just dangling and smashed.
Shit.
Just stupid shit. And then they've been moving around to different locations. Now the seals got hit the other day. And then they hit up around your pad, I think.
Recently. Yeah, by the prac pad I heard some places, artist places. But they even got the mammal and bird.
Yeah, they got in there and messed with that.
We're talking just some serious clown.
Yeah.
Why are you going to like go lame that out?
And then they don't even take the stuff that they break into.
No, they're just wanting to
mess it up. Just wanting to trash it, yeah.
Somebody's angry.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to be on this undefeated football team. Like... linemen.
Go Pirates.
Taking blows or giving blows.
Yeah, they're a little bit too caught up on the pillage and plunder part.
Yeah. Well, the pillage. Yeah, yeah. Not much on the plunder.
Yeah, no plundering, just pillaging.
Here, let's hear some music.
November 18th to 24th is National Fuck Awareness Week. What is your FQ? Your fuck quotient. You owe it to yourself to be fuck aware. Do you know which American idols live have fucked and which have not fucked? Which have fucked humans of opposing gender? And which have fucked those of same? Which have fucked parties with foreign objects? And which have done it with their fuck organ? Which have fucked well-known celebrities? Which have fucked low-life scum in flea-bait motels? Which have fucked Republicans? Which have fucked in the state of Nebraska? Which have fucked in Canada? Which have fucked seated on a toilet or potty? Which have fucked animals, including ducks? Which have fucked donuts or similar pastries? Which have fucked hell fights of $100,000 automobiles? Which have fucked themselves? These questions must be answered. Can you answer them? For further information, call 1-800-FUCK-FUCK.
Show. You just heard Electrocute Your Cock by Vaughn.
Stimulating.
Vaughn was Richard Meltzer's band in the 70s with Greg Turner from the Angry Samoans. And speaking of Richard Meltzer, Mr. Richard was on the tune before that, Fuck Awareness Week, new from Spielgusher. It's coming out this January. Spielgusher is a proj where he gave me 48 spoken word poems that he recorded up there where he lives in Portland, Oregon. And then I took those voices, poems, and put music behind them, just spending 3 days
with Mr. Shimmy
and Juko, yeah. We came up with 65 pieces of music, so in all this album will have 63 tracks. I think there's 45 poems with music, 3 poems alone, and then 15 instrumentals. And, November 18th to November 24th, like it says on the... in the piece there is a National Fuck Awareness Week. So I hope everybody got caught up on that very, very significant and important holiday. I'm so glad Richard's astute enough to enlighten us to that stuff. Because I spaced. It came up.
You got to celebrate.
The 18th, yeah. And then the 19th, like, what the fuck's wrong with me? I got to let people know.
Yeah, celebrate accordingly.
Yeah. Before that, we had Stanley Kubi. They're from France. And a tune called Winer Punch, My Lord. I guess that's a question. Winer Punch, My Lord. Or Me Lord. How would we say that, Brother Matt? And before that, we had something brand new from Brett Netson called Piss Anywhere. And started off with Asawako. So they got to put a light on your...
Yeah, man.
We're in the dark. And the alarms have been going on and off so much when they were abandoned people. It's the car alarm syndrome. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
They're annoyed, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
So...
right on the fringe of the state-of-the-art place that they just built.
With you in the dark. Damn. Well, hopefully you putting a bug in the ear... Like a memo in the suggestion box or something.
Hopefully squeaky wheel action comes through. Just the whole district's so messed up, it's like such a small problem to the entire big problem.
Yeah. So you're sweating the small stuff. You know. Not really. Not people breaking in and vandalizing.
Yeah. That's right at the base level where it's all supposed to happen.
It must be one crew.
Seems like it.
Yeah.
Just a handful of dummies.
Yeah. Well,
hopefully damn. They get it out of their system.
Get in there with the sea lion help or whatever clinic.
Yeah, Nagel. Mr. Nagel runs the seal place now.
Really?
Yeah, he's great.
Nagel.
Yeah, he's still
great.
Still going strong.
He's my physics teacher way back.
Yeah, he's great.
Long time ago. Maybe 36, 37 years ago. All right, Mr. Nagel, respect. What about this, our town got in the news because it's like Sunken City Part 2.
Yeah, our bike route.
Year, 70, 80 years later.
Yeah, it sucks. Our Paseo del Mar Scenic Cruise world-class route and daily bike ride road is no more.
It's got a chunk taken out of it.
Chunk.
There's still some Paseo del Mar left, but there's... a big part missing.
Yeah, it started cracking, and it started to dip a little, then it started to sink a little bit, then last Sunday in the rain, man, that whole big old chunk just vanished.
But one chunk stayed with a palm tree.
Yeah, a little island. Little Sunken City look.
This is a place, people, if you see my pictures, there's been a lot of shots from here. Sail del Mar means pass by the sea, and it's our most south road here in Pedroso. It comes right by the cliffs.
Yeah, very scenic.
And this is right by, used to be, well, it went through many different things under the Department of Defense, but the last thing was like...
Nike site.
Yeah,
nuclear tip
missiles.
And this
plan where is that the Soviet bombers came over, well, we'd explode missiles with nuclear warheads over the town.
Yeah, it had like a 90-minute radius, no way to escape.
Anyway, because SALT Treaty, that all shut down and stuff. And then they turned it over to the, I don't know, was it a county? County or state?
I think a nature reserve
it got turned into.
Yeah.
And they had a big display on people who lived here in the old days, like first-generation Japanese immigrants that did farming there and did the pearl...
Abalone.
Yeah.
Farms.
They mean pearl, but they used to use the shells, the inside of the shells, to make like pearl looking buttons and stuff.
Mm.
In fact, they got so good they fished them all.
Yeah. And stuff. Yeah, it's just expensive now.
Yeah. Like they were used as markers on frets on basses and guitars and stuff. Anyway, that all slid. Now, we have an area in 1929 that slid too. And this is right by the Love Grotto where the Lion's End is. Of course, it used to be a road that went around Point
Paseo Furman. Del Mar. That was Paseo
That was
went
part
all
of it,
through.
Too, yeah. So she's now lost another part a little west of here on the way to Royal Palms. You can still get to Royal Palms, but you got to come around from Western Avenue.
Go a long way now.
Yeah, a long way. So the scary thing is how much...
Yeah, it's going to keep sliding.
Yeah.
It's going to eat some of those houses up.
Because where it is no houses, but they are very close. So, that Philo, not too far down, maybe a block down there. From the Jack Brewer tribute band. No, what's it called? Jack Brewer.
Extra? Extra's the other one?
Yeah, but what Jack had first. Uh-huh. It's called something. Jack Brewer, some solo band.
All-Star Review.
Anyway, yeah. Sorry for spacing on that.
This light has definitely affected the traffic flow, though.
So yeah, that's because a lot people lighter. Can't come around now from the hill.
Yeah, you don't get the scenic loop anymore.
Yeah. Or just the Furman.
Corner Store's got some cool specials. They had the sinkhole specials going when it was just sliding, and now they got the special of the week was landsliders.
What, little burgers?
Yeah.
Those people are from Australia.
No, the Australian people were before. Yeah, now Peggy owns it. She's really cool. She used to work at Knott's Berry Farm, but didn't want to keep driving down there and opened up her own little place.
Took over where they were. Yeah. Because they had the corner store first.
Yeah. So she used to do like the marketing and stuff at Knott's. Now she got the corner store happening.
In Pedro. Okay, so more music.
Come down. at the pit bulls retired. Down at the plant of a jet got fired. Listen to old few years while the family played spades. Lemonade and whiskey never tasted the same. Lemonade and whiskey never tasted the same. I'll be your wheelman. I'll be your wheelman. I'll be your wheelman, baby. I'll be your wheelman.
Oh,
Watt from Pedro show. Started that off with a music chunk. Landslide hunk. Piece of cliff. Hotel by the Dirty Beaches. Great band I got to play with in Antwerp last tour. Yeah, very happening. Respect, Alex. Then Shiny Dark Bar by the James Rocket. I'm Drowning by Tom Herman. Tom Herman, I got a solo album by him. I think it was done a few years ago. But it's new to me. And maybe his only solo album. Tom Herman, guitarist from Perubu. Original founding member. Great cat. Then we heard Wheelman by John Wayne Bro. John Wayne Bro. And I think they're Orange County. Tom Herman out of Cleveland, by the way. And then we heard 100 Flutters Blues, a demo from Golden. They're from Tokyo. And La Montana by Cuscos. They're a... I think they're Chile, and they're from they're bass and drum.
Oh, Cuscos, there. That's up in. You need some coca leaves to hang out there. It's pretty
you
high
were there.
Up in Peru, yeah.
When you did your
up in the Andes part of the Amos and Andy trip
mission to the Amazon,
yeah.
Much higher up than the Amazon, though.
Yeah, way.
Wow. Well, that's the name of their band. Makes sense. And finally, we heard Czechoslovakia by Boris. Everybody knows there's no more Czechoslovakia here. They're two different lands now. So, you're telling me this corner, it's kind of a little social hub.
Corner store, yeah.
What's your address?
It's like 35th Street, 36th Street, and
next
Barbara.
It's surf shop.
Yeah, James C. Onions. Yeah.
He's been there a long time.
Yeah. That place is a cool little, there's no commerce... It's just residential, so,
yeah, I know.
So it's like just in the middle of a neighborhood.
Springs out. It's like 35th and what?
Barbara. Yeah, block
which
up
which is a
from
tiny street for Pedro that only exists down here.
Yeah, first day I ever did school was like fifth or sixth grade when I went to White Point, and I went down to Corner Store. We called it the Little Store back then. But, I got some history with that place.
It ain't that little, though.
No, it's cool. And they got all that custom micro sodas and... they got some cool stuff in there. They got some cool sandwiches and grub.
But now they're having people read books and poems.
There's some local dude who was Secret Service for like six presidents or something. He's written a couple books, so he's been a speaker a few times recently. Bungie Headley, the lady that grew up at Royal Palms and sailed around the world, she's been a speaker and... they got all kinds of beer, wine, tasting, hummus things. It's pretty cool for being right in the Isla Pedro part of White Point, Point Furman zone. Yeah, it's a cool little spot.
It's different than downtown. But Matt's a couple miles south.
Pleasure
but
Point.
But you can't go much further. He's on the periphery. So it's cool that this thing is happening there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Also, speaking of Pleasure Point, me and my neighbor Ernie...
Yeah.
From New Mexico originally, so he just got the shipment of Hatch chilies. You know, Hatch got the killer chilies. They ship them to La Puente, and they got the big rockets with the roaster's tumbler. So he got a couple gunny sacks of that stuff, and they just had a chili cook-off up at the Elks. We took first place.
First place.
Yeah, I was bitching.
Wow. You have any of the left? It all got chowed?
I got a little bit of his red. I'll turn you on to a sample. Sprinkle it on your shit, and... Yeah, that is good. He has he's got the touch. His old granny's recipe from New Mex style.
Yeah, we were driving through there on tour and we got some.
Cool.
Yeah.
World famous.
It's just a weird kind of bypass. We've taken it twice now because from Tucson to Albuquerque is a little different than if you're up
the Continental Divide way.
Phoenix and then up to the interstate. Yeah. You do some more little highways and
Local instead of
instead of the big, the interstate usually has the same pads and all the offerings.
Yeah, yeah, so generic across the country. It takes away all the flavors, the localisms, and just kind of generic the whole place.
The chains got in there and put their same pads.
Yeah. Yeah.
But not to bum out too much, but we went through there, and you cut off Cruces and you get up north on I-25, but as you get into that, there's a lot of pads with the homegrown chiles and stuff. And last two tours, we've done that because of Tucson over Phoenix gigs. I think we're going to do another tour of the Third Opera.
Oh, cool.
A big U.S. one in the fall. I was talking to Tom and Raul, and we did this punk rock barbecue.
Uh-huh.
It was raining hard, but still, people was inside, so people came.
Mm-hmm. Under the canopy. Liquid Kitty action.
Yeah, it was. Dave Childs, much respect. It was a great gig in Trotsky Ice Pig. But yeah, fall 2012, one big U.S. seven-weeker.
Oh, very cool.
Last opera whale, maybe. We're at the end of the first hour of the Watt for Pedro show, November 25, 2012 edition. No, 2011 edition. Jumping the gun. Hang tight for hour two. November 25th, 2011. It's the second hour of the Watt for Pedro show.
Thank you.
Watt from Pedro Show. Started off the second hour with Eddie Hazel doing his version of California Dreamin'.
Cool.
Which is very funky.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of funky, you see Bootsy got the boots now? He got a chain of boots. Bootsy's boots.
Wow, Bootsy played with Mr. Eddie Hazel. Yeah. Eddie Hazel is an amazing guitarist. He's passed away now, but man, was he great.
Yeah.
Gary Scheider, too, earlier this year. Man, P-Funk guys, incredible musicians. And then we heard Nagoya 3, which is something live from Akira Sakata, Jim O'Rourke, with Chico Mirachi. Chico Mirachi is a drum bass duet. I played some last week. Jim gave me this double CD of these guys. It was a couple gigs. It's in memory of one of Mr. Sakata's buddies. They ain't found him in the tsunami.
Yes, I want to ask you how things are over there with the post-tsunami, post-earthquake, radiation.
Yeah, the radiation. For somewhere like Tokyo, they were south enough where they didn't get tsunami or earthquake damage that much. Mr. Jim said his own studio inside was all rumbled up. Shimmy too said his got, but it was all redoable. Mm. But the radiation thing, because it's, I guess, gets carried by the wind and the rain. It's in the dirt in the playgrounds. It's in the rice. I heard they just thought, well, let's just mix all the rice together. People very upset with the reaction to a lot of these problems. But, and Ms. Shimmy told me, Mr. Mike, no onigiris. Onigiris are the rice, what they call rice balls, right? I love these things in the stores. They got something in the middle, like plums or tuna or salmon or something. And then they got the nori on the outside, the seaweed
wrapped
up. And they're usually in triangles. That's why ball sounds kind of weird, but maybe in the old days they were balls. But he told me not to chow him because of this. And I remember one chow he made me with pasta and said tomatoes that were grown inside, to hot houses. He's very conscious of this. Hoshono? Hoshoni? Hoshono? I think that's the word they use for radiation. Yeah. It's a bad problem. Some of the reactors are still going, you know. Two of them are melted, but they can't shut them off yet.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's on everybody's mind and stuff. But they push on. I know a lot of bands stopped wanting to play over there and stuff, and people moved. Some that were living there, and so it's kind of some people that I was talking to are very upset with how it's being handled by authorities. And that was the earthquake and the tsunami, that's part of nature, but then the reaction to it, I think they're more upset with, and or just the risks that were taken, because they know where Japan is, where the nature has. Like, maybe people with the houses here on the cliff, they got it.
Yeah, you know you're on a cliff.
Kind of aware that, and it's now it's fallen in two places.
Mm.
So maybe you don't, maybe a pad's one thing, but maybe not a nuclear reactor.
Yeah.
So, that's what I sensed. Did get to do the, record the third Brother, Sister, Daughter album.
Cool.
I know the first two haven't been released yet, but they're still, we just do them when we can, because they will see the light of day. And they are their own worlds. This one, we went back to kind of the core, us three again. We had an organ man, Shisaka and I came and did two organ overdubs and a toy piano one, which was amazing. This guy's a great musician. He's from Hokkaido originally, I think. But he's musical Nakama of Mr. Shimmies, and man, can he play? Well, can they play? So it's a little different than the other two, of course. And the other two are different from each other. And then the Wee John Meccano gig was very happening.
Pitching.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of good people playing. I was very honored to be part of it once again. The fourth one.
Same pad you played in?
No, this one was... It's a pad I played a couple times before. It's called Onest. No, the last one was in Hokkaido, actually, in Sapporo. So it wasn't in Tokyo. Mm-hmm. But this one was really neat. And first time I got to see Light do a song where they had vocals. They even had a lady guest with them. It wasn't words. It was more like, oh, 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 kind of things. But it was bitching.
Cool.
Yeah. And, oh, yeah, I also did this... The bass man from that band, Brother June, he asked me to be part of this thing called San, which had three bass players. Yeah, the other bass man was Kentaro from Number Girl. And then two drummies. So it was all improvised.
Oh.
Five of us going at it. That was a trip. I didn't know anything about it until... just to do. I said, sure. And I kind of sat down beside one of the drummers. It turned out, man, there was a lot of bass on that stage. Those guys were like thumping on it.
So Light's going to be coming again soon here?
They just did a Europe tour. I know that. When we do this fall one, I know I want to bring them on a leg. The Midwest, I still haven't taken them to, so that's where I'm thinking of next. And so, they play all the different zones.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Matt, it's been a while since you've done a spin cycle here.
Yeah, it's been a long while.
So why don't you go and fire one up?
Cool, give it a shot. Lou Reed, he just jammed with the Metallica. They got a new album, the Reed and Metallica.
So, is that right?
Yeah, got a couple little samples to start things off right there.
Baby, it's the way. All I Traffic too, my nerves is extra fucked. Wife got an attitude. Why she got an attitude? I don't fucking know. I'm the one that should be mad, dude. Wanna have a drink, but the doctor say stop it. Pull a baggie out my pocket, grab my bone, got the closet and I smoke. Hey, now I ain't tripping. I'm on a fucking mission to get to this kitchen. Don't ask me shit because I've gone fishing. In my brain, most things have gone missing. In my brain, most lames have gone missing. And I'm not stressing. God bless smoke sessions. Fire up the internet, play a little poker. I can do this shit for hours. I'm a motherfucking smoker. Keep a quarter ounce in my house at all times. Never know when I got to get bombed out my mind.
Cell phone ringing, I won't pick it up. Why? Cause I'm high as fuck. Boss left a message and I can't call back.
Why?
I'm too high for all that. I'm about to call Pink Pie, dude, I got the munchies. And if they catch me driving, they gon' take my car from me. I'm goofy like a grown kid, everything is funny. But tell me how the fuck I should spend my money, I get high.
Uh-oh. I think I smoke too much. I got phone calls to make and I am high as fuck. Had a 20-minute giggle fit to turn a slight panic. What if they deport me cause my name sounds Spanish? What if I'm an alien that's from another planet? And they erase my memory and no one there remembers me. Like when they send the mothership, no one even mentions me. And I am left to die with y'all, a humanoid in misery. Fuck it, I just smoke again. I'm guessing that's what smokers do. Even if you smoke a bammer, I'll probably smoke with you. My mama and my wife and my daddy, they some smokers too. Catch me on the west side, chilling like a smoker do.
Cell phone ringing, I won't pick it up.
Why?
Cause I'm high as fuck. Boss left a message and I can't call back.
Why?
I'm too high for all that. I'm about to call King Pat, dude, they got the munchies. And if they catch me driving, they gon' take my car from me. I'm goofy like a drunk kid, everything is funny. But tell me how the fuck I should spend my money and I get high.
Yep, I get high. Man, I be high. Like right now when I'm saying this shit, I'm high.
I'm on a chain. I got my rounds souped up. We're never coming back again. Diamonds don't mean nothing. Money makes even less. Don't bring nothing, baby. You're better than all the rest. I'm gonna go get lost. I'm gonna go get lost. I wanna go get lost. Yeah. Boy, you wear every time sweating. You know I can't resist. It's been that way forever, baby. Ever since we kissed. Roll down all the windows. I turn up a wolf and jack. Please, please, love me tender. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Let's go get lost, yeah. Let's go get lost, yeah. Let's go get lost. I wanna go get lost, yeah.
Thank you.
wrap up another spin cycle.
Brother Matt.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. What was
cool, thank you.
Behind this?
Well, it was just kind of a little potpourri of some new tunes because all this work and school and stuff has been cutting into my search for the ultimate groove, so I haven't really been able to do much updating on my tunes lately, but that's some of the new tunes that I've been digging on lately.
Now, the problem at the school, we got some dementia?
Bit of dementia kicking in just to make a more difficult situation, more difficult, because the difficult situation is manageable.
Yeah.
But additional unnecessary bullshit is not appreciated.
No. No. Speaking of the bigger school,
the John L. Gein,
yeah,
High School.
So that they settle on that.
I think that's the new name, John Muriel L. Gein High School.
That'd be great.
Better than Southern Region Number 15.
Right. When's it gonna pop?
At September, I believe, is opening day,
wow.
Or probably August, because they're restructuring the school calendar this year, so. It's going to end. It's going to be more college-like is the plan. So
are
it'll
they
be the
have
August.
Sports team?
Well, they're putting in fields right now. There's some debate over what's really going to happen because there's all these charter school options now, and it's supposed to be a magnet for Pedro High,
right,
to relieve overcrowding. That's the story. But there's all kinds of stories, and they keep changing, and who knows.
I'm wondering if they'll come up with a team to play Pedro High.
That'd be something. It'll be a bitch in school, whatever it is. It's brand new, state-of-the-art, with the most killer Catalina view.
Pedro High, the Pirates, are doing good.
Kicking ass. Kenny Potter at the helm. My buddy's kid. Yeah, they're undefeated. Playing the Shaw tonight, Crenshaw, yeah, here at Pirate Stadium.
Which is a intense team.
Yeah. Yeah, but Pedro is the top seed in the city. And, yeah, they're favored to go all the way. If they do go all the way, whoever does go all the way, this year they're not going to get to play at the Coliseum. That's usually like a big thrill.
Yeah.
To get to play up there. But for whatever reason, that's not happened this year. So it'll probably be like local community college, Harbor College, El Camino.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Wow.
Still cool to win the title, though. So they got a good run at it.
Speaking of coaches... What's your take on this Penn State rock?
He got Sandusky'd. They got some new terminology there now, I heard.
Really?
Oh, man, I got Sandusky'd.
You know, there's a town in Ohio. It's near the west end, and I think that's where they got all the sand to make glass for the windshields.
I just wonder who let that dude talk. You know, I wonder what was the lure, you know, to get extra credit, or it's just a whole trippy thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if they put a letter in the window like they do restaurants. A, B, V, fail.
Weird stuff for the Watt from PBA show.
We cover all subjects.
Yeah. I'm really happy for Pedro doing good with the football, because when I was in...
Yeah, the days that I played, Pedro was not so good. When I coached there in the 90s, that was the back-to-back year. That was really exciting
to
be a part of.
That's when it was
going
on.
That was exciting. Walsh has been there 19 years now. He really turned things around and made Pedro they've had their eras of being a powerhouse in the city. He's got like 3 or 4 or 5 city championships in those 19 years.
Because before, who was it? It was Satius and...
I was there in the Mizitich days. Mizzy was cool. Mizzy was a good guy. Then it was Tiora days.
Tiora. He was there kind of with Satius.
Uh-huh. And it was Pacheco era. Pacheco was bad.
Those are my eras, is Tiora, Satius. Uh-huh. And it was kind of... But I think maybe the talent pool, too. I think different people were living in Pedro then.
Pedro dudes were never as big, but they were Pedro dudes. And that kind of was an edge. It just was how it was focused.
Okay.
Or
lack of.
Right.
I think in my era, there's definitely was some lack of. But
You think the talent's always been there, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Although there's definitely some peaks where there's some standout athletes that go on to... Yeah, but just having Pedro become a better, a more successful program kept a lot of Pedro dudes here who would have gone someplace else in the past.
Oh, a Catholic school or something.
Yeah, yeah. And also attracting dudes with the open enrollment thing from other areas who wanted to come here too. Like maybe they would have played at Bangor Carson magnet programs or whatever, bringing some kids from different zones.
Yeah, they can do that now. Yeah, in the old days you didn't have that. You had to be by your school.
Yeah.
Or go to, you know, Catholic school. It's the second hour of the November 25, 2011 Watt from Pedro show. Hold tight for hour three. November 25th, 2011. It's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro show.
Perhaps one of the most interesting words in the English language today is the word fuck. Out of all of the English words that begin with the letter F, fuck is the only word that is referred to as the F word. It's the one magical word, just by its sound, can describe pain, pleasure, hate, and love. Fuck, as most words in the English language, is derived from German, the word fricken, which means to strike. In English, fuck falls into many grammatical categories, as a transitive verb, for instance. John fucked Shirley. As an intransitive verb, Shirley fucks. Its meaning's not always sexual. It can be used as an adjective, such as John's doing all the fucking work. As part of an adverb, Shirley talks too fucking much. As an adverb enhancing an adjective, Shirley is fucking beautiful. As a noun, I don't give a fuck. As part of a word, abso-fucking-lutely, or in-fucking-credible. And, as almost every word in the sentence, fuck the fucking fuckers. But you must realize there aren't too many words with the versatility of fuck, as in these examples describing situations such as fraud, I got fucked at the used car lot. Dismay, aw, fuck it. Trouble, I guess I'm really fucked now. Aggression, don't fuck with me, buddy. Difficulty, I don't understand this fucking question. Inquiry, who the fuck was that? Dissatisfaction, I don't like what the fuck is going on here. Incompetence, he's a fuck off. Dismissal, why don't you go outside and play hide and go fuck yourself? I'm sure you can think of many more examples. With all of these multi-purpose applications, how can anyone be offended when you use the word? We say, use this unique, flexible word more often in your daily speech. It will identify the quality of your character immediately. Say it loudly and proudly. Fuck you!
It falls into many grammatical categories. It can be used as a verb, both transitive John fucked Mary and intransitive Mary was fucked by John, and as a noun Mary is a fine fuck. It can be used as an adjective, Mary is fucking beautiful. As you can see, there are not many words with the versatility of fuck. Besides the sexual meaning, there are also the following uses. Fraud, I got fucked at the used car lot. Ignorance, fucked if I know. Trouble, I guess I'm fucked now. Aggression, fuck you. Displeasure, What the fuck is going on here? Difficulty. I can't understand this fucking job. Incompetence. He is a fuck off. Suspicion. What the fuck are you doing? Enjoyment. I had a fucking time. Request. Get the fuck out of here. Hostility. I am going to knock your fucking head off. Greeting. How the fuck are you? Apathy. Who gives a fuck? Innovation. Get a bigger fucking hammer. Surprise. Fuck, you scared the shit out of me. Anxiety. Today is really fucked. And it is very healthy too.
Yeah. but get your hands off of me. You dirty thief, I grab my skateboard and ride. I'm not guilty, I'm in this mess. Can I get a rest? I'm no criminal, I need to get on with my quest. A hammer to hammer you down. I need a rammer to ram you down. I need a hammer to hammer you down. I need a rammer to ram you down. Blah, blah, blah. Oh. Don't get fresh with me, son, what you feel? You're making my blood run, step off. I can't handle this one, fuck you. You can kiss my butt, son.
The wind's still blowing and I'm still growing. I'm going so fast, think of just always. I'm going to treat you like a custodian. If I have to, keep moving the ocean.
For Pedro show, start off the third hour with, I thought we'd get a little deeper into, you know, Fuck Awareness Week and get into the words. So I don't know who did these little discussions, but there's a meaning of fuck and explaining the word fuck. The second guy sounds like he might be from India, but maybe he's not. But they get into the grammatic. The grammar of the...
Yeah, you can touch all parts of speech. Yeah, every part of speech can be represented.
It's a helper
there.
Word,
yeah.
You know, that's right.
Yeah, it's a multiflexer.
Don't get those feelings out. And then we heard from the screaming, smoldering butt bitches, I want to fuck you, so...
Yeah.
That's kind of narrow focus there, but...
Happy holidays.
We know how flexible that term is. It just doesn't have to be for stuff like that.
It goes in all directions.
Yeah. And then we heard progressive liberal corporate puppet theme song for Edward Bernays' D. Boone by Sea Star Sound.
Yeah.
And finally, the Skate Escape by the Habitual Bunglers.
Yeah. Cool.
Which is a... Yeah, I haven't got to talk to you about this, Brother Matt. Occupy.
Oh, yeah. 99% too.
Yeah. Right before I left on tour, I went to the Long Beach one and walked around. And there was a couple cop cars went by, but went around the Civic Center part there by Ocean around. And... it seemed interesting. There was a lot of focus. There wasn't camping out either. What's your feelings on this?
Well, there's a lot of people who are not getting taken care of. I think that it's good people are representing and stepping out and speaking their mind. I kind of dig the 99%. Movement. I think it's a trip that you don't even see it on the news, because the news represents that 1%. I think, you know, there's a lot of frustrated people, and I think it's good that they're speaking out.
Yeah. What about this with the pepper spraying?
Fucking A. Yeah, there's like little some snippets and shots of some fucking brutal bullshit, you know, which there's another reason to
Sergeant
speak
Pepper.
Out. Yeah, fucking A. And power hose to the face. from a foot away.
Or people sitting on the deck and just getting carpet bombed.
Yeah, peaceful civil disobedience and getting a forceful return. That, I guess that's been going on for a long time.
Yeah. I heard, it might be kind of contagious. You know, today is, what do they call today? This is the thing, the supermarkets.
Black Friday.
To get the sales.
Yeah.
I heard some lady went at some other shoppers at a Walmart with a bottle of pepper spray.
Damn. Not that cabbage patch. Kind of or give me that cabbage patch.
Man. Man, oh man.
Yeah, the mobs. Try to avoid them.
So maybe that's one way that's kind of acceptable if you speak out with your crazy-ass sales Dallas.
Yeah, there's going to be a SantaCom coming up, too. A Cacophony Society event. All these people, kind of like flash mobbish in a way. Just all these people dress up like Santa Claus. And, just invade like the malls or certain areas. They're all partying and there's a bunch of drunken Santas out there. But it's kind of a fun thing to participate in. One of the big parties of the year.
They might get pepper sprayed.
They had cement cuddlers. That was a pretty funny thing.
Cement cuddlers?
Yeah, they're teddy bears, but they're full of cement to prepare you for the cold, hard world.
for Pedro show. You just heard Paralyzed by The Vanishing. Paralyzed has got Jesse Evans, whose partner is the drummy Larry Mullins, Toby Dammit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to be seeing him next week. I think they're in town right now doing a Jesse Evans album. But he's going to be
in this round
on board for these gigs.
Cool, so how's Scott doing?
He's still
healing up.
Practice 29 and 30. Then the gig is the 1st. December 14th. James Williamson wants me to record bass for some demos. He's got new songs.
Oh, cool.
So that's on the Stooges front. Before The Vanishing, we heard Mechanical Dysfunction by Neo. Neo is a great trio from Italy featuring Manlio on guitar. This guy's amazing. Hopefully I get to see him in the spring. I'm planning on playing with those Italian guys, Andrea Belfi, Stefano Paglia, for Il Sogno del Marinaio album. That'll be the next Clench Wrench one after the Spielgusher.
And they cook up the killer chow while you jam.
Very happy. So we Get Angry before that by Biblical Proof of UFOs, and started with Remember by Mr. Shimmy. This is like when he was younger, man, in the 90s.
Was his birthday just recently?
Yeah. And speaking of good chow, he whooped me up some good ones at his pad. So that was righteous. After one session, we ate some Okinawa chow. That was happening, too. Always good chow there. You got to go one day,
bro. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting this school shit done.
How's your buddy there that does the voiceovers? Have you heard from him in a while?
Oh, he's keeping busy. I haven't heard from him recently. I just sent him a message. I got a package of stuff I got to ship him. Bill. Hello, Bill Sullivan.
That's right.
Yeah.
Good people. Yeah. I saw him at a gig maybe the year before last.
But yeah. What's the big news service there?
NHK.
Yeah, yeah, he works for NHK there.
Yeah, it's the big daddy. Yeah. It was like their like BBC.
Mm-hmm.
And, wow.
Yeah, so he's been there like 12, 13 years.
Yeah, I know.
He got a resident status.
Just accidentally got into it.
Yeah, he was working at a body glove, went over representing some snowboarding stuff, and got into it.
Turned into Mr. Voiceover.
Yeah.
That's an amazing story.
Yeah, he'd been doing radio here. He hooked me up with KNEC.
Yeah.
He did a blue shift before I took over. So, yeah, he was radio dude first and then transitioned over to
circular. Oh, so he had the voice going.
Yeah, yeah, he had the pipes.
He had the chops. Who did I see? Oh, at the Punk Rock Barbecue was Chris Candy, speaking of
ketchup. Oh, very cool.
Yeah. And there's Chato Ghetto.
How about Pat Howard? Was he out there?
I didn't see him this time. Well, usually he's always the Pope was there, of course. And Jordan Schwartz and Dan Clark and a lot of the regulars. I got to thank the Savage Republic guys for letting me use their bass amp because I had to go right over to another benefit.
Oh, you doubled up that day, huh?
Yeah, this one was for musical instruments that were lost in the tsunami. And it was weird for me. I didn't have a bass. It was a string quartet called the Quartet Section. A cat named Eric had me do it, just sing a song for them. I got to meet on Van Dyke's part. And a lot of cool people there. What's his name? Grant Lee Buffalo, and Margaret Chow, and I can't think right. Sam Phillips. But it's so weird not to have a bass and just a microphone. Of course, the cord was wrapped around the stand about 30 times. So I got it free. And I never took my coat off. had the yellow coat on. Yeah, but it was for a good cause. Sometimes it's all right to do trippy stuff like that.
She wore the orange helmet, too.
Yeah, the orange helmet. Excuse me. Okay, we got some jams here. Brother Dale had a band called Hobo Head. And this is from a few years ago, but he was really proud of that. So I said, okay. Oh, you know who was at the Punk Rock Barbecue I got to talk to a bunch was Vince Maroney.
Oh, oh cool. Yeah.
He was with somebody called Charkin Rebellion. Mm. And but anyway, here's Brother Dale with his Billy and some other jams, too, something from England.
Yeah, Dale.
Yeah, his cats gave me at that Supersonic Festival. And then finally something from Texas, Angus Stack. So, you know, on the Akira Sakata Jim O'Rourke tip, here's some jams.
Sweet.
should I take their drugs?
Hoy cumple 7 años. Ya eres un hombre. Entierra tu primer juguete y el retrato de tu madre.
Thank you.
Because he does the Rock Docs program he started for high school students making a...
Saavedra.
Yeah. So it's been this award-winning program for students learning how to make documentaries, you know, putting all their...
And it's called Circles?
No, it's called Rock Docs.
Rock Docs.
Yeah. But that puts him in with the Documentary Film Society. And he's always going to these different film events for documentary stuff. So... one of these people that he knows from this film bunch saw Carlos Guitarlos at a bar or something and was just fascinated by him and wants to do a documentary on him and mentioned it to Saavedra, not knowing that Saavedra was familiar with him. And then
wants to make the doc.
He didn't know that Saavedra was familiar with Carlos Guitarlos.
Ah.
So Carlos Guitarlos says, well, my friend's buddies with him. And so this guy supposedly wants to hook up with through me to get to Carlos to make this movie. So
Carlos will be into it.
Oh, yeah, totally. He's not going to be able to ask many questions. He's going to just turn the shit on. Just turn the shit on and start filming.
Oh, that's great. That's great. What a trip.
Yeah.
People not knowing the hidden links.
Yeah. Yeah, just discovering this dude.
Wow. Okay, start off with Hobohead doing Billy live. Then Soy Dios 1 by Dead Sea Apes. And finally, He to the Y Over, an Ed version of Agnes Steck Jam. Hi, Brother Matt. Looks like we're... getting close to the end here. What do you got planned? What's coming up now?
Countdown to Christmas Vacation. About 3 weeks ago. A little jury duty between here and there. Finish up a class at night, so it's kind of grind time for that.
Yeah.
But I got Downward Slide to break time.
And some relief.
Yay.
Well, you look healthy, so maybe that's
nice to be back in action. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. Man. Nothing like sickness. Like I was telling you, I came back. The day I got back, it was threatening on me and pounding me down. But I fought back, and it didn't get a good hold on me, which is good. Because I hadn't been sick for a while, so... There's nothing more precious than your health,
people. Yeah, stay healthy.
Keep your health somehow. Don't mean to sound like... authority on you. Take my advice, man.
I want to tell you what to do.
If you do feel a sickness, hunker down and take care of it.
Kick its ass.
Yeah, break your foot off of its ass. It's been great to get back to you, brother.
Yes, indeed.
10 weeks, too long.
Way.
Too long. Next Friday, I think we have a guest, Nicole Panner.
Cool.
She's the manager of the Germs. So, she wanted to know if 2 o'clock Friday would be okay next week.
Should be. Okay. Yeah.
So that's when we'll do our next Watford Pedro show, people. But this one's been the November 25th, 2011 edition. And back into the rhythm.
Rhythm.
Thank you again.
Very cool.
Everybody, keep your powder dry.
Yeah.